This is Molly Gamble, Vice President of Editorial for Becker's Healthcare, with your daily news briefing. Today is Monday, December 28th. Here are the day's top headlines. President Donald Trump signed the $900 billion COVID-19 relief and $1.4 trillion spending bill December 27th, 6 days after receiving the legislative package from Congress. The 5,593-page legislation contains a $3 billion infusion into the Provider Relief Fund, a ban on surprise medical bills, and additional funding to assist the U.S. with its vaccination efforts. To read more of the healthcare-specific provisions in the newly signed bill, check out the Becker's Hospital Review newsletter today. California reported a record high for current COVID-19 hospitalizations yesterday at 20,059. That marks a 13% increase from 1 week prior, according to the COVID Tracking Project. Hospitalizations are the one data point that is less volatile to holiday slowdowns, given that hospitals do not get holidays off. 21 Kaiser Permanente hospitals in Northern California are suspending elective, non-urgent procedures through January 4th due to the surge in hospitalizations. The Los Angeles Times reports that patients are waiting up to 8 hours in ambulances before they can enter emergency rooms in LA County, and some hospitals in the county are running dangerously low on their supplies of oxygen. It's been 2 weeks since the first hospitals began vaccinating workers against COVID-19, and nearly 2 million doses have been administered so far, according to a nationwide tally from the CDC. Yet the rollout has not come without its bumps. Most recently, the New York Times reported that employees of New York Presbyterian Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital skipped through a line to receive their first shots of the vaccine before the most exposed healthcare employees, who were supposed to go first. Read more about the lapse in protocol and the hospital's response in today's newsletter. In other vaccination updates, Texas will stray from CDC guidelines for the next phase of vaccine distribution by prioritizing people 65 and older, as well as individuals with serious pre-existing conditions. The state's move expands the CDC's recommendation for the second priority group, which was people age 75 and older and frontline essential workers. And finally, in hospital M&A news, two systems in Washington State, CHI Franciscan and Virginia Mason Health System, have signed a definitive agreement to combine through a joint operating company that would be a subsidiary of Chicago-based CommonSpirit Health. The combination would create a 9-hospital system. The two parties expect the transaction to be finalized around January 1st, 2021, pending regulatory approval. Those are the biggest healthcare updates for the day. Be sure to read the Becker's Hospital Review newsletter today for further detail on each of these developments, and check beckershospitalreview.com regularly for updates. Thanks for listening to the Becker's Daily Briefing Podcast.